Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
So far, so good, except for a few verbal gaffes by your host, but that's pretty typical, right? I always have verbal gaffes, although I have felt as though I'm settling into the rhythm with a bit of a herky-jerky type of a couple hours. So I've said some dumb words like tweeze. The birds are now tweeting from the tweeze outside my bay window as I do the show. It's a brand new location for the After Hours super secret home base. And it's more about me just getting back into the rhythm after, what was it, 9 days? Well, I can't even say that. I didn't sleep on Friday or Saturday of the previous weekend. Just so much happening and the family descending and all the cleaning and the stress and being overwhelmed. It took a couple of days before my tired and grouchy went away and before I could really enjoy the process and enjoy having my family here. So I'm thankful for them. My mom always taught me when people need help, you show up. And for my entire life, she has modeled that lesson. She led by example. And true to form, when I needed her, my mom showed up with the rest of the family in tow. And I would not have survived the move-ageddon, the moving process without her, without her husband, who is the handyman. He's the fix-it guy. He fixed so many little things over the last week. And also, as a bonus, hung photos and different wall hangings. I have some photos. I have a painting. I have some other little shelves and things that I wanted to hang up. And he did all of that. He fixed a door jamb that was messed up. And my brother too, he's awesome. We bought a lopper. I don't know if that's the official name. It's a tree trimmer. It's a lopper. It lops. And he went to town on the yard that has really been left to kind of grow up and grow out and go crazy. So he trimmed all of the trees and bushes along my driveway. They were hanging way over. And so we trimmed them all back. And then there's this row of bushes on the other side of my front yard where, for those of you who have yards and have to take care of yards, especially in climates where oak trees grow really well, I mean, there were oak trees, oak saplings that are growing up in among these bushes where acorns have seeded. And so my brother and I get into these bushes, this layer of bushes, and we are lopping down oak trees and saplings. And we had a blast. Of course, then there was a mess on the front yard that we had to clean up. So we filled up 1, 2, 3. I can see them from where I am. 5 bags, those huge, tall lawn debris bags that you can get at Home Depot or the hardware store. And we filled those up, plus a full trash can of branches. So when the trucks come by on Tuesday morning, they'll have to spend a little extra time at my house. But it took us an hour just to clean up everything. So cutting the branches then and trimming them off and being able to put them in bags and get them into into a position under the tree in my driveway so that I can move them all out to the street tomorrow. So yeah, it was just so much work that was done. My brother is on this hiking kick right now, and so we did actually take a few hours on Friday morning and go hiking. I didn't put the pictures up on Facebook yet. I will. But if you like to see them on Twitter, I'll retweet them right now, actually. It was such a gorgeous morning. It was a picture perfect day for hiking. And we went to a local reservation with a reservoir near my house. And from one of the scenic overlooks on the path that we chose, the trail that we chose, you get this clear view of New York City, Manhattan. It was amazing. So my brother took this phenomenal picture with his camera, and you can see the shadowy outline of the Manhattan. So you've got the tall skyscrapers around Central Park that are going up now, and you know, some of them are residential buildings, even taller than the Empire State Building. You can see the Empire State Building. You can see the Freedom Tower farther off in the distance in Lower Manhattan. And it was pretty amazing. It was breathtaking from up there because it was a really clear day with only a handful of clouds. And I did tweet a trio of photos. Matt and I took some selfies, and it was a perfect morning to go hiking with the bro. And that's the actual bro, not like bro. And so I was so thankful for those couple hours to get away and to spend time with him. And it's one of his favorite activities. And so we really enjoyed that time together. He also fixed my bike. I had this really old bicycle. Sugar, get down. Sorry, my cat just, what are you doing up there? My cat is still crazy, by the way. That didn't change. She's been mostly hiding for the bulk of the last week because of all the moving and the cleaning and the vacuum and then the people in the house. But I heard a noise and I looked over my left shoulder and she's up on my desk. So I bought this antique desk from the previous owners and it's got a hutch on top of it. So she does not need to be up there. But now she's exploring everything because people are gone and she's awake and I'm talking and yada, yada, yada. Anyway, so Matt also put air in my tires, my bicycle, and kind of fixed it. And so I was able to take that for a bit of a spin on Saturday. My mom's husband went through my entire shed. So I don't have a garage. I don't have a basement. I don't have an attic. And I'm okay with that. But I do have a shed that the previous owners left on the property. And they also left a bunch of junk in it. So old tools that were rusted out and a lot of various lawn things. That's the technical term for it, right? Lawn things. They're not just tools, but they're other, I don't even know what to call them, other equipment that can help with flowers and the lawn. And some of it just had to be chucked. I mean, we've put so much trash out on the street over the last week or so. But some of it's really helpful. Different pots for plants and also some of the trellises and the sticks that you might use to grow plants. Oh, speaking of plants, here's another quick funny story from my mom. My mom loves to cut back plants. So she is forever about cutting them back, even if they're not dead yet, so that they can produce new growth. That's my mother's favorite thing. So she says to me last Sunday, my whole family's kind of fanning out around the property, inside and outside. We're all cleaning different things. We're trying to make some progress in what was move-ageddon. My mom says to me, hey, I'm going to clip back the rose bushes. If you haven't seen the photos, I tweeted them a couple of weeks ago. Gorgeous pink roses. Beautiful. They're knockout roses, I think, is the variety. Anyway, they're still blooming. Some of them are dying, but some of them are blooming. My mom says to me, and they're like tall. They're probably 6 feet tall, and they're growing over this trellis and along my fence. My mom says to me, do you mind if I cut them back the way I want them? Oh, gosh, I should have known. I should have said, wait, what does that mean? I said, sure, because I was in the middle of doing something else. I walk outside and my rose bushes are gone. Like, gone, as in my mother trimmed them all the way down to about 3 inches off the ground. I said, Mom, where are my rose bushes? They're down there. Look at the new growth, she says. They're going to come back in a week. I mean, I'm sorry, in a month. I said, Mom, I had rose bushes. Now I don't have rose bushes. My gosh. My mother went nutso. But she swears they're going to come back. I don't know how quickly they're going to grow back because they were 6 feet and now they're 6 inches. But we'll see if my mother was right. And I also have a couple of hydrangea bushes that are just now in full bloom. And the yard is probably my favorite part of the house now that they've gone through and we cleaned everything up and we pulled a bunch of weeds and my mom cut back everything and Mike cleaned out the shed and we threw a bunch of stuff out. And so right now, this is kind of funny. We had a little bit of rain. We had thunderstorms, just brief, on Sunday. And so we moved all of the boxes that I've emptied and torn down into the shed. Oh my gosh. Yes, my lawnmower's in the shed, my bike is in the shed, but you open up the door and all you can see is boxes. All you can see is cardboard. So coming on Wednesday, I'll be able to put all the cardboard out for the recycle trucks to grab. But oh my gosh, it's like a cardboard box factory in my shed. So we made a lot of progress. I'm so thankful for my family, but at the same time, it was a lot of work, and I couldn't have done it without them. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio from the new super secret home base, the new super secret location. We're all set up. We've had no technical difficulties, and I'm thankful for that as well. We're live from the Rocket Mortgage by Quicken Loan Studios. These are challenging times, and Rocket Mortgage is prepared to help. If you need mortgage assistance, contact the team 24/7 at rocketmortgage.com. From their home to yours, the team at Rocket Mortgage is with you. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. If you missed the photos of hiking with the bro, his name is Maddie. Well, his name is Matthew. Isidoro, actually, but I call him Maddie. If you missed the photographic evidence of the peanut butter burger challenge completed, if you missed the photo of the new super secret home base, well, you can find those on Twitter, A-Law Radio. You can also find them on our Facebook page, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. Cam Newton has a new gig. Maybe you've heard. This happened on a Sunday evening. So if maybe you went to bed or you checked out and didn't see a notice on your phone, I don't know. Does everybody out there have sports notices pop up on their phone, breaking news, and you get a notification on your phone, or is that just me? What do you think, Dave? Does the majority of our listening audience have notifications that pop up on their phone when there's breaking news in sports?
I mean, I would think so.
Do you?
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
So you knew Cam Newton had signed with the Patriots?
Yes. Not overly pleased about it, but yes.
What do you mean? Are you afraid of little old Cam Newton?
Well, I think if, you know, obviously a big if on the health factor, but afraid, no, that's a little much. But I think that he's still capable and young enough that if he can stay healthy on the field, that he is in the best place that he can be to continue his career.
I would agree with that. And I think it's a win-win for both sides. It's a win for Cam Newton because he has an opportunity to prove himself with, I don't want to say no pressure, because there is pressure. He's still Cam Newton, but not as much pressure. The fact that we don't even know if he's expected to be the starter or to compete for the starting job, that in and of itself takes some of the pressure off. But also, it's a win for the Patriots because they're paying him very little money. So if it blows up in their faces, oh well. They didn't lose a whole lot on it. And they didn't have to give up a draft pick. They had to do that for the, you know, filming of the Bengals on the sidelines at the Browns game. But they didn't have to give up a draft pick for Cam Newton. So it really is a win-win. It could end up being a match made in heaven. But there's a lot of questions. As Dave points out, we don't know whether or not Cam is completely healthy. We know that the physical he took before the Panthers released him and the physical that was reported on by his agency declared him fully healthy. But we don't know that for sure. And he doesn't know that for sure because he hasn't played football. It's one thing to be completely healthy to run the vacuum in your home. It's another thing to be completely healthy to go out there as a quarterback, a physical quarterback who uses his body to make plays. And I don't just mean as a pocket passer. That's your arm. He uses his body, his size, his strength, his power to make plays. He takes a pounding. That pounding is taking a toll. And we don't know if Cam Newton is good enough to go out and go running. That's one thing. Is he good enough to withstand the pounding of a full NFL season under center? That's completely different. That's the question that we don't have the answer for. But if he can withstand the pounding, most of the last year off has put him back in a place where he's really healthy and strong, well, then this could be a huge deal for the Patriots. They replace some of the wisdom and experience they lost with Tom Brady in a veteran QB who theoretically is in the prime of his career at 31 years old. We know that he's played football at the highest level. We know that he has a unique skill set. Patriots are about to find out whether or not he still brings all those skills to the table, or if the shoulder injuries and the foot injuries have limited what he can do. Can he stay healthy? I hate to label athletes with the injury-prone tag because it's not always fair. Some injuries are freak injuries that have nothing to do with what you were actually doing on the field, the court, the ice. You could have done it anywhere. Others, well, they are injuries that have to do with the pounding that you've taken on your body over and over and over, and it's left you more susceptible. But then you take that time off, like Rob Gronkowski. You take the time off, like Le'Veon Bell. There's another example. You take the time off because you're forced to with injuries. And often, that rest, that break from the pounding, that makes such a huge difference. And also, it's like a reset button for your brain as well, mentally. I hear from athletes all the time. Now, I never went through a serious injury. I never had to sit out for anything. In fact, I never missed a game because of coach's decision, but never missed a game because of injuries. And actually, I don't know if I ever missed a full game. Anyway, that doesn't matter. When you're forced to sit out, you have to watch, and it gives you a different perspective. And I hear from athletes a lot, when they're forced to sit out because of injuries, they see the game differently. They see their craft differently, because most superstar athletes never have to sit back and watch. Maybe they watch film or tape here and there, but to have to watch the game unfold when all you can do is process it mentally, that's a completely different thing. And so for Cam Newton, maybe the time away was the best thing that could have happened to him, even though it's excruciating at the time. And you know what else is excruciating? When you have to hear and watch the entire world dissect your demise and predict whether or not you'll ever play football again. And then the humiliation of getting cut by the team that drafted you number one overall. They decided to move on. To what? Teddy Bridgewater. Now, this is not a knock on Teddy, but he's not Cam Newton. Maybe he will be someday. He certainly had the potential before he got injured, and we saw him come back with the Saints, and that was great. I'm happy for him to get a new start and a new opportunity, but he's not Cam Newton. He doesn't have Cam Newton's body of work. Humiliating for Cam Newton, and it was all public. We know that he's so passionate. He's so emotional at times that it's gotten him into trouble in his career. It's gotten him into trouble in his locker room or in press conferences. But he brings that to the table now as he attacks this new challenge. And attack it, he will. What does Cam Newton love to do pretty much more than anything? Prove the haters and the doubters wrong. And now he has this prime opportunity. So the Patriots get him at a point at which he's willing to conform. He's willing to do pretty much anything it takes to get this chance, to get another shot, to be out there again. And so I'm looking forward to seeing this combination, what could be a match made in heaven. Now, it may not start out that way. It may be a slow start. Cam is just joining the team now. He missed all of the virtual OTAs. But he's a veteran guy, so probably doesn't need nearly as much of the terminology and the training. He's got receivers he's got to get familiar with. But he can do that in these few weeks, at least in terms of conversation, playbook, memorization, study, until they get to training camp. And then he's on the same footing as a lot of the guys who are just joining the Patriots or who were draft picks. And around the league, same story. So I'm excited to see a motivated Cam, maybe more motivated than he's ever been in his life, with a mad scientist in Bill Belichick who knows how to put players in positions to maximize their talents and their skill sets. Now, it could be nothing. It could be a whole lot of nothing, but it could be something. And the potential is worth it for the Patriots. And I think the potential is worth it for fans.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Cam Newton holds nearly every Panthers passing record. The 2015 NFL MVP, who has amassed more than 29,000 yards through the air, 182 touchdowns, throwing another 4,800 yards rushing, and 58 touchdowns on the ground. The man is accomplished, and he is full of experience. And he's also got a unique skill set. He's a physical freak of nature, and that is a compliment. Size, power, strength, and the ability to use all three together. I mean, the man's built like a linebacker, and he can bulldoze linebackers when he gets a full head of steam. Or he could. So what now? What do you think of the Cam Newton New England Patriots marriage? Well, it's more of an engagement right now. They've exchanged rings. There's been a ring. There's been a diamond handed out. There's been a promise made. Will that follow through and produce this match made in heaven? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio, 855-212-4CBS. That's 855-212-4227. It's our toll-free line sponsored by Geico. Did you know that right now Geico is offering an extra 15% credit on car, motorcycle, and RV policies? That's on top of what Geico could already save you. So what are you waiting for? Visit geico.com to learn more. 855-212-4CBS. On Twitter, A-Law Radio. True to my word, I tried the peanut butter on a burger. Mom provided the photographic evidence. You may have to go back and listen to the podcast, but I'll just say I did not believe that the peanut butter enhanced the flavor of the burger, nor did the burger enhance the flavor of the peanut butter. I kept expecting that payoff, and it just didn't happen. So you'll have to listen to the podcast, back half of hour number three, to get the full report in which I elaborated. But if you want to see the photo, you will notice that there are other burger trimmings on the table. You'll also notice that my favorite chips are just beyond the peanut butter jar. You can find that on Twitter or on Facebook, After Hours with Amy Lawrence. The Cam Newton question mark, I think, is a good one because it brings us back to the football part, right? And so much of what we've talked about in sports over the last several months has not been about the actual sport. It's been about what will stop sports from getting back on the field, the court, the ice. Once again, we hear almost nothing from the NHL. Man, they are, I'm trying to think of a great analogy here. They're operating more like a Leviathan in the depths. And they hope, certainly, they'll come back with all of that power and that force. But we haven't heard much from them. They're really more operating and swimming along in the shadows, way down deep. The NBA, much more vocal. Its players are a lot more vocal. Adam Silver, he's a lot more visible than Gary Bettman, and they have this massive book, this manual of protocols, and right now they're trying to navigate it. Even as players are opting out of the season, the return in Orlando. Brooklyn Nets forward Wilson Chandler, the latest to say that it's about time with his family. His grandmother, who raised him, he's got three children. He says they are the reasons that he will sit out. And so the Nets are looking for someone to fill that spot. The Nets are looking for, you know, someone who can step in. Right now it's Justin Anderson, according to his agent. And he had already had a 10-day contract with the team and had appeared in multiple games. The Lakers looking to fill the spot with Avery Bradley in their starting lineup. And the J.R. Smith component is interesting. They've got some other guys that filled in when Bradley was injured earlier in the year. But certainly as a defensive stopper, Bradley's a major piece of what the Lakers have done in grabbing the top spot in the West to this point. No Trevor Ariza for the Trailblazers. No Willie Cauley-Stein for the Mavericks. And so you've got multiple players who are saying this is not what I want to do moving forward. Whether it's about family, whether it's about the virus, whatever it is, I suspect we're going to hear more players, whether it's social injustice or wanting to boycott to make a statement, whatever the case is. And it won't be just in basketball. We'll hear it in other sports as well. Even in golf, we had a couple of athletes who backed out of the Travelers or backed out of the week before because there was someone that, whether a caddy or someone else they knew, who had the virus. And so golf is now mandating situations where guys have to sit out outside of them actually testing positive for the virus. There are other situations now where the golf is laying it out there and saying you have to withdraw from a tournament or you have to stay away from a tournament if this and this happen. And so we're going to see sports continue to morph and change and adjust based on the conditions that are in front of them. Golf, I wouldn't call it an outbreak. It was nothing like that. But golf had a handful of players who, whether it's because of their own positive tests or because of a caddy testing positive or something else, even Jason Day actually golfed solo because his caddy had a situation. So each sport is going to have to navigate what is an uncertain landscape, but also what is an ever-changing landscape. We're not talking about a solid foundation here. We're talking about shifting sand. We're talking about quicksand in some cases. And so each sport needs to kind of jump in with both feet. Sports have feet, did you know? And then figure out what works best for them, because it's not one size fits all. Instead, it's really about navigating the individual and unique challenges for each sport. MLS is dealing with it right now. So they've been training for the past month. They've confirmed 26 more cases of the virus, but this is before teams travel to Orlando. Okay, so they're not in the bubble yet. They've had a couple who've tested positive after getting to Florida, but they're requiring quarantines getting into this bubble. And so there's just a lot that players have to do. There's a lot that staff members and coaches have to do. They're looking at the positive testing rate. And for the MLS among players, it's lower than 3%, which is far lower than for the NBA in its most recent round of testing. Like I said, you can't have one plan, one model that fits every league and every team. But what they're trying to do is learn from each other and then find the plan that fits them the best as these sports return. And so I applaud the efforts. It's a momentous effort. I mean, we're talking about manpower and information that they never thought they'd have to deal with or to call upon. And so I applaud them for trying. And I do believe, yes, there's this healing quality to sports, but more than that, there's the financial and economic quality to bringing back sports and how important they are, not just for the athletes who make millions or for the owners who stand to make billions. No, for average Joe and June American who rely upon the sports industry for their paychecks or for indirectly their revenue, hotels, restaurants, airlines. There are all kinds of other industries that feed off of sports. And so we need those people to be back to work, and we need that money to be generated in the economy. So sports are important for a lot of reasons, which is why I'm glad to see them working so hard. NASCAR successfully navigating a month plus. Golf going through its first 3 weeks. The NWSL returning. Boy, was J.J. Watt really excited about that, obviously, because of his wife. MLS tournament, trying to get this jump started in Orlando. The NBA, the NHL. We're seeing the NFL, too, trying to figure out the best way to start training camp. And so it's important for a lot of reasons, but it's also complicated and convoluted and requires so much extra time and effort. And the leagues have to be willing to do it. The athletes have to be willing to do it. And I appreciate that they're putting so much effort into it when they never thought this would be part of the job description. A-Law Radio is where you can find me on Twitter. Neither did I, as a matter of fact.
Welcome to Play It, a new podcast network featuring radio and TV personalities talking business, sports, tech, entertainment, and more. Play it at play.it.
You are listening to the After Hours Podcast.
Jay Glazer, Fox Sports, on the breaking news in the NFL on Sunday evening. If you missed it, Well, it's okay. I missed a lot over the last week, I think, while I was doing a staycation. But if you missed it, that is the big news. So you've got a Cam Newton who essentially follows the same path, albeit at a different pace, of Andy Dalton, Jameis Winston, two veteran quarterbacks who were essentially the odd men out after this game of musical chairs. And so here is Cam Newton, who I guess you could argue finds himself in the best position of those three. Now, always a backup quarterback, if that's what he is to be. A backup quarterback, we know Andy Dalton is to Dak Prescott. And we certainly know that Jameis Winston is a backup to a backup, potentially even. And so the backup quarterback is always one injury, one bad snap, one false step away from being the starter. So that's a given. But in terms of competing for a starting job, I don't think that's the case with Andy Dalton in Dallas. Dak Prescott having just signed his franchise tag, his franchise tender. So still working on a long-term deal, but for now, he's going to get paid more than $31 million to quarterback the Cowboys in 2020. We know Jameis Winston is certainly not taking over the starting job from Drew Brees. The offense is designed around him. Plus, there's Taysom Hill, and we certainly recognize that Sean Payton and the Saints want to give some opportunities, more opportunities, maybe even increased opportunities to Taysom Hill this season because they are looking for the next quarterback to replace Brees when Brees decides to retire. He's already got another job waiting for him. And so when you look at the Patriots situation, it's a little bit different. Sure, they have praised Jarrett Stidham over the past couple of months, and why not? He's a guy they drafted. They've seen him for a year, and at the time, they didn't have another quarterback. But you bring in a Cam Newton, especially at low risk, and now he may actually, now I don't know this for sure, he may actually have the chance to compete for the starting job in New England. And boy, what a turn of events that is, huh? It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. 855-212-4227. That's 855-212-4CBS. Working from the new After Hours super secret home base. Love to get your thoughts on Cam Newton joining the Patriots. And I put this question out there. If you had already formed an opinion, of course you've already formed an opinion. Whatever the opinion you formed about the Patriots post Tom Brady, does it change now with Cam Newton in that quarterback room? Again, on Twitter or on Facebook. And then Logan sends me this tweet. As a salesman for Frito-Lay, thank you for the clutch hint of lime Tostito product placement. Well, here's why the product is placed where it is, Logan. If you know me, you know that the product, in this case, the hint of lime chips, are always placed as close to me as I can get them. And they were just off. They were about, we'll call it 2 o'clock off my plate. They're always right where I can get them. And since I'm right-handed, they're usually on the right side. Not always, but yeah, they're just beyond the peanut butter in the photo that I tweeted, the photographic evidence that I did, in fact, complete the peanut butter burger challenge. That's on Twitter as well as on Facebook. And as I say, a lot of you weighing in about Cam Newton. So I want to get to some of your comments before we reach the top of the hour. Mick Mixon, who's joined us earlier in this working from home spring that we're navigating. Actually, it's now summer. Spring has morphed into official summer. That happened last weekend while I was starting the staycation. He had told us that Cam not only was healthy, and you know he was believing the results of the physical that were released by Cam's agency, but also that this guy, you know anything about him, you know that he has got so much to prove and he's supremely motivated to prove it. And that's exactly what Bill Belichick is counting on. Now, a lot of you disagree. You think he's over the hill. He's done. He's finished. But if you're not acknowledging the injuries of the last 2 years, then you're not looking at the big picture. You have to acknowledge that. Maybe they have taken such a toll on him that he can't go back to anywhere near his 2015 NFL MVP form. But maybe he can. And if that's the case, it's a game changer for the AFC East, for the AFC, potentially for the NFL. It's After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. As I say, 855-212-4227. Speaking of game changer, well, the rain attempted to throw a wrench into everything at both NASCAR and golf on Sunday, but a game changer for Dustin Johnson to win his 21st career PGA event, to have won every year since he's been on the tour, and to be mentioned with the likes of Freddie Couples, who was one of his idols growing up, and who also has the 21 career PGA wins.
Anytime you're mentioned with those guys, with Tiger, Jack, I think Arnie, you got to feel good about that because, you know, they're the best that's ever played this game. So, you know, anytime your name's mentioned in the same sentence with them, I'm very happy.
Dustin Johnson, pleased to be included in such company. And he wins the Travelers. He extends his season streak. So it's a career-long season streak, now 13. And even though there was a rain delay, he said it made him nervous and he kind of felt like he was jittery coming back. He was able to settle in, finish with a 3-under in the final round in Cromwell, Connecticut. And if you look at the names, the records of the names that he just mentioned, Arnold Palmer, Jack Nicklaus, each won in 17 consecutive years. Even though he didn't, this is Dustin Johnson now, even though he didn't win in 2014 on the PGA Tour, he gets credit for winning in Shanghai. The tour changed to a wraparound season, similar to the NBA and the NHL, where they wrap around the holidays. And so he gets credit for 14 because of an event he won in the fall in 13 in Shanghai. Whatever. Anyway, he's also, as I say, climbing the charts when it comes to the number of career wins. And so for him to survive what was a bit of a tumultuous week for the PGA, they had their commissioner, Jay Monahan, with them the entire time, and they really appreciate his leadership and the way that he's been present and has been part of their return in the midst of the virus. And Dustin Johnson kind of stole the headlines from Phil Mickelson as well, who turned 50 years old last week and then played his first tournament. And he started out with opening rounds of 64 and 63. I mean, that's phenomenal. He did make the cut. He didn't end up at the top of the leaderboard. He finished with a pair of 71s, but still pretty impressive to see Mickelson in that space to start the tournament. Most importantly, in terms of the headlines, they were able to finish the tournament despite having 7 withdrawals related to COVID-19. So it wasn't all players. It was different guys who were related or connected to people who had virus tests, positive tests, or who weren't sure if they were going to have positive tests, but who did have symptoms. So there are a variety of reasons, and the PGA Tour is trying to outline those specifically so that everybody knows what they're dealing with. And as I've mentioned multiple times, that's something that other sports can learn from, but that they're also going to have to navigate on their own. It's After Hours here on CBS Sports Radio. Looking at our Facebook page, I think we have nearly as many comments about peanut butter burger as we do about Cam Newton. But par for the course, when I ask you, you also will respond, you know, in a variety of ways, similar to Cam Newton's diversified skill set, we also get so many diversified answers when it comes to football. And Andrew says, there goes any chance the Finns had of winning the AFC East. Randy on Facebook, it just made New England a little more interesting. Jeff says, about time. Everyone knew he was going there. If you didn't, you don't know football. Ha ha. I love it when people put these veiled insults to everyone else who follows the sport. Jeffrey on Facebook, great move. If he's finally healthy and can stay healthy, Cam can do amazing things at QB. He can take them to the Super Bowl and they wouldn't miss Tommy Boy at all. Kenneth says his Wikipedia page calls him a free agent. Who the hell checks Wikipedia after an athlete signs anymore? Luke says, I love it. Loads of talent. If he stays healthy, look out, AFC. Don says, Belichick can build an offense for a mobile quarterback, the opposite of Brady, because Stidham is also mobile. But you know what? A lot of you pointing to the fact that Cam's been hurt for a couple of years, and you don't think he can return to the form that won him the MVP in 2015. Yet another question that we don't have an answer for. We're back tonight, Monday, After Hours with Amy Lawrence on CBS Sports Radio. Boom!
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.